Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, petty bitches. This is Davina Devine.
And this is Victoria Secret, and we are boldly going where podcasters normally go, which is recording from two different countries. I'm in Wales. There's a bit of sea between us. I'm not a strong swimmer, Davina. I don't have my floaties with me.
Are you in the valleys?
I'm in the valleys.
Where are you in Cardiff at the moment? You quite like Cardiff, don't you?
I really like Cardiff. I mean, it gets a bit crazy on the streets after about like 1 a.m. Like, there's always some sort of madness. But because you and me are nosy bitches, I like looking out the window and see what's going on. Who's screaming at who? Who's robbing who?
Of course. Well, listen, sure, there's no better place. But the Welsh are a bit like the Irish as well, aren't they? So they love a drink.
Yeah, and they're just a bit of crack. They're also real chill. Like, tonight, my favourite Welsh drag queen is called Miss Kitty. I think I've told you about her before. She's an older lady. She'd be like Dolly's age, but she sings. And when I say she sings, she's got about 1.5 notes in her head, and she sings. So she knows all the new Kylie songs, but they're all Kylie. They're all Kylie sung in, you know,
her key.
Yeah.
So it's like when you use YouTube and say Kylie man key.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, you can have like a lower key. You can have like a lower key in any song. Like, obviously, you're going to have to be able to change the key. Like, you can't just sing the song. Like, not everyone's going to be able to sing, like, Whitney Houston in the key of Whitney Houston. So, yeah, of course it is. In fact, actually, more people should know that, because there's certain people that do sing certain songs that do not sing that in their right key. So,
Name and shame. Buyer beware.
So, come here. So, you're on tour. Who's on this? This is the Gigi Good tour, is it?
Yeah, it's the Gigi Good tour. The most exciting part about this tour is that, like, there's been 2 years of reschedules, or like 2 years of events that need to be rescheduled. They're done now. So I feel like this is the last step of like talking about fucking COVID and COVID events and all that jazz.
And Gigi Good is?
She's from RuPaul's Drag Race season 12 of the American one. She's a cool kind of fashionista trans woman who honestly is a straight shooter. Comes out with the most random stuff, and I'm a bit gagged how, like, I love how honest she is. She kind of reminds me a little bit of you, except she loves tequila, and you like sambuca. That's the only difference, obviously.
Yeah, that's true. And tell me this, is she good?
She's not just good, she's great. Yeah,
and is she?
Come here, her mom makes all her costumes as well.
Oh, wow.
The only fear I have is her last number, and I've already said this to her, she's dressed as, like, you know those guards that are outside the palace in London?
Yeah.
And she's doing London Bridge by Fergie, but she's dressed in that full outfit. And I was like, what are the Irish going to react to this, like, you know, English military costume?
I don't think the gays mind those soldiers, because they're quite aggressive and they love to shout at children. So children or anyone who stands in the way. So I don't think the Irish gays would mind that. The straights, on the other hand, you know, Irish straight people love, like, every... I saw someone posted on Instagram the other day, there was a picture of an English bulldog in the back of a van. It was parked on Georgia Street, and somebody said, quick, 1916 rising force, get together or something. It was just like an English bulldog in the back of a van. It was just so bizarre.
Is that what your Winnie is? Is Winnie an English bulldog?
She's an English bulldog, yeah. She is. Wow. That's what, do you remember she played like the English Prime Minister in that Oliver Callaghan?
Oh my God, I never knew you were Protestant.
Yeah, no, I'm a... excuse me, I don't talk about race or religion or anything like that on this podcast. This is all lighthearted, girly fun here on this
channel. Well, I mean, after this week, we know it's not, but...
oh my God, I'm actually just realising this is actually the year anniversary of Winnie's film, and it was this time last year. Do you remember it was my birthday last year when she went to film that down in that castle? That was actually a year ago.
Not you. So
this is her anniversary of her being a showbiz dog.
Not you determined to use your child as a reason to make sure the whole world knows your birthday is this week.
Oh, it's my birthday, guys. I don't know if I mentioned it, but it's my birthday this weekend. So I actually, if you just go onto my Instagram, I have my Amazon wish list is up there. So if anyone wants to
send me real tickets. Real tea, though, you're a cameo girl. I think it's so funny, if anyone is listening and wants to get to be in a birthday present, book her on Cameo, but tell her to sing happy birthday to herself.
Oh my God. And you know what? I totally would. So yeah, I'm up for that as well. Yeah. Come here. Listen, there's been loads going on in the world. I know you're over in Cardiff. When are you back, actually?
I'm back on Friday. I'm back Friday. We've got the Gigi Good show on Friday in Dublin. But then you and me on Saturday are doing our bus tour around Dublin. Yes. While celebrating your 29th birthday, which honestly, yes, 29 is such a big year. Like, I'm excited for you to finally get to have a taste of what it's like.
I always say 29 is a good year to be. Like, you get about 6 years out of 29. And then, like, you never have to kind of turn 30. But then when you do, people go, oh, what are you going to do for your 30? Just go... Vegas. Just so you don't have to have a shitty 30 birthday party up in Harcourt Street and invite every minger you fucking have ever met in your life.
Oh my God.
So yeah, that's
the thing. I think because it is your birthday, I had a dream, because I was thinking about your birthday earlier. I had a dream, I felt back asleep, and my mom was organizing a birthday for me, and she couldn't remember where she'd booked, and she couldn't remember if she told anyone that was like where to go. So it was just me and my mom in this park being like, I don't know where to go. I don't know where the birthday is. Like,
it's wild, isn't it? The things, like, first off, the things that, like, you dream about and the things that are going on, it's mental. Like, I was dreaming about, we were saying about, we're doing our bus tour. I don't know if you can hear. Can you hear that? That drilling? There's construction going on beside me. So if you can hear a little bit of drilling.
Yeah, I can't hear
it. It's not me getting drilled, unfortunately.
I was about to say that. I was like, Davina's getting railed live on the podcast.
Rallied, I wish. So yeah, I had this dream that I couldn't find one of the speakers for the bus. I was like, I woke up in a cold sweat and literally was like, where's the speaker? I was totally confused. Like, that's how bad it is where you're actually dreaming about work shit. It's just not good. We are doing our bus tour on Saturday. It's fully sold out. It's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. You'll get to learn lots of new things about Dublin City, things that you never knew you needed to know.
It's very that. This is not a real historic tour. This is the most ridiculous tour you've ever been in your life. However, it's the best fucking crack. And I'm actually really excited that it's your birthday as well, because I feel like it's something kind of different for us to do on your birthday too.
To be honest, after the last one, there was some facts that we gave out that I was kind of going, I actually kind of believe that now. So now I'm still going around telling people these random facts out with that that we've discovered on our tour. But yeah, and come here, we have to talk one thing. Darius passed away, poor old Darius. Dinesh, you know, from Popstars. I know a lot of people probably listen that don't even know who he is, because they were probably weren't even born when he was out and about. But he was like one of the first kind of dodgy X Factor style auditions back in the day, wasn't he? Like, that was really what sent him iconic.
And like, more importantly, a lash. Do you know what I mean? Like, easy on
the
eye.
Not at the start, he wasn't. When he had his long hair, like, he was not. He wasn't a lash. Really?
I thought he was cute. No,
Well, all I'm going to say is one of the icks that's coming up later on in the show, because we asked you all for your icks. One, Mizza actually sent in this personal ick, and she made me promise that I said it. She said, fellas with long hair, icks.
Oh my God, some of the icks I got are so ridiculous. But come here.
Yeah.
More importantly, there's a vicious rumor going around that you actually do like children now. I know that you were working an event at the weekend for Brian Dowling's baby shower.
Yeah.
And then I saw some content. Did you send a present?
I gave him a present I gave him a pinata to it was a real kind of celebration, baby shower kind of type present. And there was a little boy at the party. I don't know who owned him. He was there, but he was sitting right in front of my DJ kind of table, and he just kept staring at me for hours. It was like when you can see on a computer screen just a circle that says loading. You know, it was just like, I was thinking, what is this child thing? He just kept staring at me, and I had like a big pride flag because it was so hot. And he kept like asking his mom, is there any more of them? He's like, he wanted to have a fan. So I was like, actually, and this one time I ever gonna say he was adorable. So I was like, here, you can have the fan. I was like, you know, he broke me down just over hours, just staring at me. But it was a one off.
You're gonna try for a baby now next. Is that what's going on?
Well, I'm the surrogate. I'm actually the double surrogate because they had too many eggs. So
give me the gossip though. It looked like there was a few celebs there. Obviously, we're both huge Saturdays fans. I met Una years and years ago, but you met Una at the very start of the Saturdays.
Back in the day, the Saturdays played the George when they had just released If This Is Love.
Yeah,
and they had Up was just after coming out, and that was in the time when they used to wear like a black dress and just colored tights. That was the uniform.
Vile.
So myself, vile. I hate color tights. I just hate color tights.
Me
myself,
too.
Fada and April, I think, hosted that night, and I was the same color tight as Una at the time. So she was like, "Oh, I remember you. You were in the same." I don't mind doing her voice like that.
Just to point out, Una is from Tipperary and speaks nothing like that. Avril Nightshade, our drag sister, is also from Tipperary. She does not speak like that. Where did that come from?
I don't know. But she was just telling. She's like, "Oh, she remembered like that day because she was like, they were only babies. They were only starting. Like, I think Molly was she was the youngest. She was like 17, and she was the only one that wasn't allowed." I think Rochelle as well, they weren't allowed to drink. And the other one, you know, Vanessa, she was down in the shots. She was like, yeah, let's do more. So I was like, I always kind of think she's my favorite.
Una was kind of the eldest, wasn't she? Wasn't she about 7 years older than all of them? She was a bit of a Sinead from Bewitched and a Jerry from Spice Girls scenario.
Yeah, and you know, she's actually so, so lovely. She's such a nice girl. And she was just saying that she's delighted to be back home in Ireland, and she's lived away for so long, and it's just like she's got a bit of work going on. And it's just, she's so appreciative just to kind of be back with her family and have things kind of nice. So she was really very, very sweet. But you know what I was just thinking as I was chatting to her? I was like, I'd actually love a Saturday's reunion.
Oh, me too.
I actually really enjoyed the Saturdays. Like they had, and then while she was there, Brian Dowling came up to me, of course, being Brian, was like, oh my God, you have to play Up by the Saturdays because me and Donald Skeen know the dance routine and we're going to do it with Una. And I was like, oh my God, of course. And at Brian's 40th birthday party that I DJed for before, Kimberly from Girls Aloud was there.
Yeah.
So we were dancing to
Cure Boys. Kimberly.
Kimberly Walsh. So we were dancing to The Promise. So I was like, oh my God, I need to get actually with another girl band. Like it seems to be like an ongoing theme at these parties.
Yeah.
So I played Up and like all hell broke loose. But when I was trying to video, my phone kept falling out my hand because my hand was so sweaty because it was so hot. But I caught it, and Brian just kept saying, you caught it. I was like, yeah, I caught it. Yeah.
That was a good Brian impression though, but you nailed that one. Come here, Arthur. I have to say, when I think of Una Healy, I think of that ride she was married to. What's his name? Do you remember?
Who we do not speak of.
Did he do the dirty on her? I have no idea.
Yeah. But I think they're on good terms now. But he was actually delicious. She has good taste in fellas. She's very beautiful as well, though. So
she's stunning. It's but a like, win-win. I'm not interested in her. But he is.
There was always. It was like that was Ben Cohen, and then the other one was the other big rugby lash.
I don't know.
Oh, I can't. There was two of them that were always like maybe a Ben Cone. I don't know. Anyway, two big rides anyway.
Mm.
So yeah, so that was it. So that was my weekend doing that. And what else was going on? Yeah.
No, Brian really says, fuck you, Victoria, when it comes to these events. I'm only booking Davina.
Well, we have it. Me and Brian have a bit of history. So it's like, I always seem to be around at these monumental moments. So, like, yeah.
Yeah. And do you know what? They're going to make, like, I know you're not into kids, but facts are facts. They're going to be amazing parents. I'm actually so excited for them. Like, if it's something that you really want, like, to be a same-sex, like, parent situation is so difficult. I'd actually love to talk about that another day, but like, mm-hmm. they are gonna kill it. They're gonna be so good. Not kill the baby, like, just kill the role.
Do you know what, the one thing that always sticks out to me is, you know, when all this was going on, and people, I don't know if you feel the same, but recently I feel like there's been so much hate and so much kind of backlash to, like, it's been a lot of like LGBT hate, I feel, in general. Have you
felt
that?
look what happened at the weekend. Another attack on a bus. And like, listen, we've spoken about being on public transport and being in certain situations before. I got thumped on a bus before, like, you know, it you think you're in a safe space because there's other people around, whereas actually when the shit goes down, people don't know what their first response should be. They're also worried that, you know, by getting involved, are they going to get attacked too? Mm-hmm. And is there anything scarier than a group of teenagers in Ireland?
Well, you know, like, now it's just particularly worse because there's no punishment for these kids, and it's like nothing is happening to them. And every day I feel like there's just more and more like hate. And then, when, you know, as well, I have to say, There's like, I'm just going to say it. There's a couple of like news outlets, and I think like Dublin Live is one of them in particular. They post up stories, and whatever way they put their headline, they incite these fucking nutters to come out and just spout shit. Whatever way they phrase it or they put it up, they put up something the other day about, it was about Brian, actually. It was about Brian Dowland having a hangover the next day. And it was like, Brian posted this video from his husband. And this woman was like, men do not have husbands, was like one of the comments. And I just commented saying, actually, I think you'll find they do. The law actually says so. Mm-hmm. And then I said, you need to go and educate yourself. And she, of course, I'm always getting into fights with these fucking men.
You are.
On Facebook. Because I just, and I'm at breaking point now where I'd actually like, I break a denture. I'm that fucking annoyed. I'm just so over it. It's like, these people are like, because it's masking their hatred, and they're like, they're trying to be all like higher moral ground and righteous and all this crap, and it's actually just hate. It's just like pushing more hate, and just everyone has a fucking opinion now, and it just drives me nuts. So I just said to her, I was like, actually, you need to educate yourself. Said to her, you need to educate yourself. And she said, well, I'm actually very educated, and thank God other people had seen that I've commented and hopped on her and was like, actually, what you're saying is completely stupid, and hopped, like, you know, because you don't want to insult these people, because that's just like, you're just as bad as them then.
Yeah, but it's very hard not to. Like, I have stopped replying to any of those things because I like, for some reason, I get some on Facebook through my Facebook page. I get the odd random comments. I don't know where the hell they're finding me from. And I've realized
it's ads. If you place an ad, they're coming through the ads, because I've got that as well. I put up things, and it's like, literally these men, and they're coming from all around the world. It's bizarre. And it's like, you're kind of like, you're like having a shield and a sword in one hand. You're like baiting one off and fucking defending the other. It's so bizarre, but it's definitely heightened. Like, how long are we around? I've never experienced the hatred or the aggression that seems to be in the air lately. And I'm just, it's actually exhausting, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. It is. And well, twofold here. We were in Glasgow unloading, and this happens pretty much every time I'm in Glasgow, I get a slur of some sort. We're unloading our bags into the venue, me and Shania Payne, who's a Liverpool drag queen who's on tour with us, and a group of lads walked by and just shouted like faggots at us, right? Which is, you know, like, that doesn't affect me. It really doesn't. It doesn't even make me angry. I'm like, whatever. I don't care. I also don't dislike the word faggot, by the way. But I also can appreciate that I can say it in my friend circle if I want to, in a fun way. But they were using it in a hateful, try and intimidate me way. But then the flip side is, yesterday we were on the bus, and there's TV screens on the bus, and Shania had downloaded a Hilary Duff movie for us to watch because it was a 4-hour, you know, journey, and it was Cadet Kelly. So she's like, you know, like in the army and she's hating it, and the person keeps calling her a maggot, but the sound wasn't so great. So we all kept hearing, we kept going like, why do they keep calling her a faggot? Like,
Hilary Duff the faggot.
I know. So that's all we could hear the whole time, even though they were saying maggot, you know, which is very like army brass. So, I mean, I don't know. It's awful. That poor guy with his, I'm guessing his nose.
Mark Sheen, I saw, like, he was, for those who don't know, this guy, Mark, was attacked on a bus. It was like a 24-hour bus, and he was just heading back into town with some friends. And all these kids that did it, they're only like about 15, 16, absolutely. So the one good thing about it, though, that I fair play to him, he actually took a picture when he was getting off the bus of the group of people sitting at the back. So he got a lot of their faces. He didn't get the guy now who attacked him, but he got a lot of the faces. And I'm like, do you know what? I hope every fucking bitch and their parents and all see that. There was girls and all sitting there with them. Like, they should be fucking proud of themselves sitting there allowing that to happen. One of the girls' faces was in shock because she knew that she's been snapped. Mm-hmm. And it was like, absolute scumbags. Like, they, like, if that happened to anyone in their family, how would they feel? Yeah. Absolutely just outrageous. I'm sick of it. Like, it's getting to fucking breaking point. Yeah. Like, Dublin has just gone to the shit. And I've always loved Dublin so much. I'm so proud of it. And I'm fading. And I can't help but feel, without going on a rant, that it all just goes back to the government. Nobody's doing anything. That government need to fucking get out. They need to be out. They are doing nothing about housing. They're doing nothing about crime. They're doing nothing except sitting on their fucking fat, hairy holes.
Yeah, and you know the one thing, I mean, to be honest, I spoke about this before, we are always like, we want to keep our podcast light and fun. It's very hard to do that when all of this shit's happening around us and not to pass comment on it. You're looking, you're looking at tweets of like 100 people queuing outside one rental home, and there's 100 people queuing. I'm like, and by the way, the rent is extortionate as it is, so those poor people are going in to like hand over all their money for a home, and we're coming into a winter where lots of people are going to have to turn off the heating. They are going to. That's where it's going. But,
and just to say as well, when I said sitting on their hairy holes, I was talking about Helen McEntee because I hate her the most. So, she's the Minister of Justice and she is a fucking good for nothing bitch. I actually cannot stand her. So that's who I meant in particular. Name and shame, useless, absolute useless. I saw her in Chopped one day and she was so rude to the staff. On a side note, like, no matter about being shite at your job, Helen, but you're actually a rude cow while you're ordering a Caesar salad. And there's a lot of calories in that dressing, just to let you know, Helen. So anyway.
Now you're going in at the end. gas. So obviously, we were talking and we were like, well, actually, you texted me in the middle of the night and you said Vic's icks. And then Vic's icks turned into let's do a whole episode about things that give us the ick. When you suggested, I was like, oh, that's funny. What I was not expecting was the onslaught of replies that were coming. However, before we get into that, I could give a little update on our revenge story that happened.
Oh, yeah.
What do we think about that? Will we do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
I was talking to Quailon actually as well. Quailon, who sent this in last week, does just want to point out that he is not an actual psycho, that this happened years ago, and he's actually a lovely guy. He was just going through an awful lot at the time. Just a little FYI. And thanks for sharing it, Quailon, with us, because, you know, and we asked specifically for the update because so many people had requested what happened next. People were like, what's next?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Let's hear what happened next.
Okay. Hi, ladies. Never thought there would be a want for part two, but here we go. Now, Davina, my favorite part about this is that he bullet pointed the update. So I do love the bullet points. I was and still am friends with the other housemates that we lived with. So I got to enjoy hearing all about how the cheating prick found all my revenge, in brackets, but deserved. Things that I did. I had to contact them to remind me of a few details, and it was hilarious to hear about all of this again. This is what I was told while I sipped a margarita, smiling one evening in Soho years ago. Okay. He returned home late at night and was first hit with the smell of fish. Thank you for this. Emojis scattered throughout all this as well to give a bit of better visual. While
just to say, if you hadn't listened to last week, he had cut a hole in the bed and put tuna, wasn't it, into the bed?
I thought it was
into
prawns. The bed frame. Wasn't it prawns?
No, prawns is our favourite to do.
Oh, yeah. Prawns in a monkey bath.
Prawns in the Milky Bath? No, he had put it into the bed and then sewed it back up so that was they were inside the bed so you'd never find them. Genius. Mm-hmm.
While he tried turning the non-existent light on because he'd smashed the light bulb, he then started shouting my name, thinking I was asleep in bed. After discovering I wasn't there and opened the window, the housemates found him on the couch asleep in the morning. Next. He woke up raging and asked where I was and what the fuck is the smell in the room. The girls just laughed at him. They knew I left, but didn't know what I left behind. He went into the room now that it was daylight and, one, discovered I took basically everything I needed to set up myself in my new place, including pillows, bed sheets, and TV. Two, the girls were having breakfast and he walks in. Fuck's sake, my new phone is in bits. For anyone that wasn't listening last week, he smashed up the brand new phone that was in the iPhone box. And he's still raging about the smell. Three, he calls and calls and calls me nonstop. So I message him saying, I've left and just leave me alone. He continued to call and call. So it pushed me to signing him up on spareroom.com and putting his room up for rent for a ridiculously cheap price under his number. Apparently, his phone never stopped blowing up. Four.
That's genius. That is genius. Genius. I love that one. That's particularly, that's a piece of resistance.
Yes. Four. I got a text from his mom in Belfast saying something like, why did I leave and take all the belongings? This is a big problem. So I gladly responded, hi, I left because not only has your son cheated on me twice that I know of, but he has made my life a misery for months. So the only problem is the fact that I stayed so long. I got no response to this. Five, and this is the last one, the girls were heading out that night, so he said he would join. The girls were getting ready till they heard, ooh, fuck's sake, he's cut all the sleeves off my clothes. Mission accomplished. I randomly got a few messages with apologies from him every couple of months, but just like his sleeves, I can cut a person out of my life just as easy. Disclaimer. I'm a really nice person, so please nobody be afraid of dating me. This was 8 years ago. This was 8 years ago. Ha ha ha. Enjoy, Quaylon.
Well, listen, I think that's for those that did want to know what happened. Like, where else is there to go for that? But, you know, I always think after that, like, do you think people like that actually learn a lesson? Do you think they actually, like, because I don't think people like that ever really change.
Like, I don't think so either.
I think he'd be raging about it, and I think he'd be fuming, but I don't think it would ever stop him from doing that again to someone else.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And I'm guessing more than anything, he's actually a changed Quaylon forever going forward. Because, like, that puts something in your head. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's very hard to come back from that.
Also, actually, while we're on the subject of people changing, right, what do you think about this? Because I was actually just thinking, I'm like, I'm such a cynic, but like, I just want to see what you think, okay? So I ordered a new wig, and I was like,
wait,
you know, I thought,
hold yes. on. Now it's getting to the point where you're not even telling me that you've ordered a new wig, which means you're starting to hoard and feel that maybe you've got too many wigs. And I'm going to maybe agree with that. You didn't tell me you ordered a wig. Davina has got a wig wardrobe, which is exactly what it sounds like. A lot of fucking hair. Go on.
Yeah, so I was like, I treat myself to a new deal. I was like, I don't think I have enough blondes, even though I totally fucking do. So I like
what's it look full. Like?
Oh, it's just right now. It's just at the very base. I need to get it coloured and I need to get it sorted. So it's just a very base wig at the moment. But it wasn't fine. I just needed to thicken it up. And one of my worst things to do is I fucking hate. Putting like extra hair into wigs to sew in extra hair. I actually just detest doing it. I just hate it. But I was sitting there for weeks. I was just looking at it and I was like, right, I'm going to do this today because I'm just sick of it. So I was sitting down today and I was like, just listen. And I was listening to This Morning was on with Rochelle, actually, from the Saturdays, Rochelle and Andy Peters. And they had on, you know, like they do like the phone-ins where people phone in with like their relationship. And today it was like all about sex and relationships. And this woman rang up and she said, that she was expecting a baby with her partner and she's only in the very early stages of the pregnancy. Like, so I'm guessing she's probably just like maybe like 2 months, two and a half months.
Okay.
And she told him and he's, but right before she got pregnant, she caught him watching loads of porn. and he had to go to like counseling because he was watching so much porn.
I mean, okay. How much porn was he watching? That's what I want to know.
Well, enough to be going to counseling because it must have been this quite a serious problem. But these phone-ins are quite quick, so you just kind of get the gist of it. So okay. Basically, she said that he was going to get treatment for like porn addiction or whatever. And then she was kind of going, oh, I don't know if I can trust him. But I think he was like sexting other girls and all this kind of stuff was going on behind her back. And then she found out she was pregnant. And then she was like, do I go ahead with the pregnancy or do I... you know, or do I make alternative arrangements or whatever. But when she told him that he was pregnant, he told his whole family. So now everyone knows that she's pregnant. So she's like, feels kind of stuck. So he's like, oh no, I've changed, blah, blah, blah. I'm just thinking, I don't think people like that ever change. What do you think?
No.
I think like a distraction, a baby is a good distraction, but I don't think they change.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't think a baby is going to help a situation, but it does definitely distract you. Okay, we actually spoke about cheating last week. So if you want to hear about all the things that happened in relation to our lives and cheating, it's all on our Patreon episode. So I'm not going to repeat that to our patrons who have already heard this anyway. But like, I mean, as someone who has been on the receiving end of it, like, it does change you. Like, it makes you think differently about people.
Well, I'm not talking about I'm just talking about texting and porn. Like, he's not going out doing anything.
Okay, fair. But like, who's he texting?
Like, just texting other women. But like, it was all just kind of sexy. Where
does that lie for you on what that is?
Well, I don't know, because I just think as well that I think like men and women are so different in that scheme of things. Like, women are much more emotional, and I just think men never stop wanting that itch. They never want that itch stop scratching, you know, that kind of way. So I just don't think that will ever stop. I think you're either into that or you're not. And I think if you're doing that, then that's not ever going to go away. So I think you can kind of pretend, and then I think she'll just end up like in a terrible situation where she's like, you lied to me, and I think she's going to be hurt. But
I think the fact that she's reaching out to a TV show for advice on this means she knows that this is not going to change. So like, we obviously don't know these people, but if you feel the need that like you're reaching out to a TV show to go, what should I do?
But you know like, it's so funny because the counselor person on the TV show kept saying, you know, it's important to communicate and, you know, get to know each other and go on date nights. And I'm just like, that's like, you're living in cuckoo land here, love. Like, actually, I was like, here, get me off that phone show panel. I was like, I just don't think, and I'm not being pessimistic. I just think men and women relate to the things like that in very different ways.
You know, I really want to do this with the podcast. We need to figure out how we can do it. I want to do a phone-in show. Where we have a topic, and maybe we've just lined up, you know, like a couple of opinionated people about the topic. So we'll think about the topic, but I think that would make for a great episode.
And like Loose Women style.
Do you know what I mean? Like, whereas we invite people on. I think that would be just so good. And I don't know what the topic will be. We'll have a think about it. If you have any suggestions and you're listening and you think that we should do a topic based on that. But I think, you know, a proper queer phone-in show moment. Before I go. Or before we go on to the next topic, did you notice that I'm painting a lot lighter this week? Did you see any?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Like, I'm just going to show you. I don't know how I feel about it because I'm used to wearing a mask, but like...
Oh, yeah.
What do we think?
Are you, so you're not doing drag anymore now?
I hate you. Shut up, that's a lot of makeup. What I'd love to do is get away from wearing so much black eyeliner because no one can see my eyes. But also, it's just like a mask. So what do you think? I feel like it needs more, but I just don't know where.
It's do you know, it's so funny. It's like, because it, I'm just so used to seeing you with that. It's like you just look very different.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a good different or a bad different.
I know. Like, so, do you ever see that meme where like they take Miss Piggy's eyelashes off and she just looks black? Like you almost look like...
you know when people look like a certain way when it's like, and there's something missing, you're like, something's off there, but you just don't know what it is. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah. I knew you'd tell me the truth, but I'm gonna keep playing with it and see how I get on.
Absolutely. That's what it is, anyway, darling.
That's our little opening. We're gonna be back after this jingle when we get right into the ics. But I want to remind you all, if you love our podcast, whether you want more or you just want to support us, you can do so by hopping over to our Patreon. Our Patreon is patreon.com/pettylittlethingspod, where you'll find a plethora of way more content. I love that word plethora, by the way. And you can get a little bit more petty. I'm also going to give a shout out to, let's do a few this time. John Hickey, we've got Ron O'Leary, we've got Zanis B, let's do three because we got a ton of new patrons from our last episode, so thank you so much for supporting us. You are keeping Davina in new wigs.
Oh, very much so.
You're not really, by the way. If you need a question, you're not, okay?
You're really not. Listen, we'll be back after this short jingle with all the ics with ics. And we're back, and we did a shout out last week because we wanted to know, we were talking about this ick thing that, you know, everyone keeps saying, oh, that gives me the ick. And I know actually some people have sent in, what gives me the ick is people saying that gives me the ick. So I'm very aware of that. But we did reach out, and I have to say the response was actually insane. Like the amount of people that sent in really funny things. And these are not rotters. These are things that just make you go a little bit like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like just make you feel a little bit like something can rot you to the core. That's completely different to an ick. Ick is like a little tick.
Totally.
But first I wanna know though, what gives Vic the ick? What gives you the ick?
Girl,
what I want to know.
See, mine goes into like rotter territory. Like, I don't just
this has to be like surface level. This has to be just very something simple. Like,
okay, straight away.
I was very aware of that because I was like, no, we can't tread on the rotter territory because that's rotters.
And that's rotters. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, two things that make my stomach churn are when people have tongues that have like a lot of white on them. That gives me the full ick. And also, like, nails. Like, I'm talking about, I'd rather someone bit their nails down too short than these, like, witch claws.
Long
do you
nails?
Know what I mean?
Okay.
If your nails are any way, like
do you mean
long,
male? Do you mean male?
I mean, honestly, I've seen some gross females with nails, too. Like, you know, you can have long nails, but they need upkeep. Don't just leave them there looking like discolored tato crisps on your hands.
Don't
leave
them there.
they need a little moisture. They need a little, like, top coat. They need, more than importantly, wash your hands. Because if they're anyway yellow, actually, one more. And I'm sorry to anyone that smokes.
I only asked for one.
I know. like if I see anyone with yellow staining on their fingers, I'm like, it's the ick. It's the ick.
Oh, like from smoking?
Yeah, it's the
okay.
Ick.
How do you get that off, actually? Do you even bleach that?
I believe just some soap and water and sticking them under a tap helps. No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea. God. I'm sure you can get them off. What gives you the ick?
Yeah, like, well, lots of things that have been mentioned in the responses give me the ick. I totally agree with, and as I go, I'll agree with them. But the one thing that actually didn't come out that actually really just gives me the ick, and it actually just makes me totally go, ooh, is cotton wool. I can't be around any, like, cotton wool, cotton balls, cotton. It just actually, like, even thinking about now, I'm just, like, caught in coiling. I'm like, it just... That gives me the ick. Is anyone using cotton? If I see someone cleaning their face with cotton wool, cotton pads, I can cope with. Mm-hmm. Cotton wool. Oh, even thinking about now, I'm like, woo.
Yeah.
I just can't. No, it just doesn't. It's like, I don't know why your texture creeps me out, but yeah, that gives me the ick. There's lots of stuff that's been mentioned.
I know one
here.
Other thing. Tights give me the ick.
Yeah, but in particular, black tights. Particular black tights. It's not so much. I can deal with a skin colored, even a shiny dance tight. I can deal with that, but a black tight gives me the ick because I always think they smell.
Because there's other tights. It's like a pair of black jeans. You can't notice how often. Okay. There's a reason why people wear those behind a bar, because people are like spill bleach, they spill drinks, and it doesn't pick up as quickly.
Yeah.
So I get that. I get that. Okay, let's get into the X.
Okay.
Girl, yes. I got so many.
Yes. Okay. So we're gonna try and get through these as quick as we can without kind of going too much. Okay. So hit me with one first.
Okay, let's do four at a time each, okay?
Okay.
Sophie Byrne said, when people run to the buffet at a party, like, they're never going to get fed ever again. And I mean, that's very specific. That it sounds very like Sophie specific. Has someone in her life that, like, she's like, Holly Carpenter said, a group of grown men shouting, lads, lads, lads. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Meg said, when he sings trad music at the end of the night, major ick.
I don't like trad full stop.
Same.
Like trad full stops gives me the ick, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I
just like, to say,
because it's never really asked for. It's always like, you're gonna have to listen to this regardless.
Oh, and it's like, everybody loves trad. No, guess what, they don't. And yeah, actually, it's very fucking annoying.
Totally.
So yeah.
And then Giddy Boots said, biting the lip photos. Who told men that was attractive?
Oh yeah. No, that's true. I agree with all of them. I have to say, I find the buffet one very kind of particular, very specific, isn't it?
I enjoy it. I would say you're a little offended because I've seen you running a buffet. So.
Oh, I love a platter. Mm-hmm. I do love a platter. Okay, so one I have here, this, and this is an ick for both of us, is people who, in inverted commas, forget their purse on nights out. You know, like, oh, I forgot my purse. Or, ooh, like, you know this? Yeah, that's the one, isn't it? Oh, I forgot my purse on the night out. Okay, I have another one here from Ashling Flynn, my good friend in Bray. People who don't tip.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like people who give the specific amount of the thing. That's particularly annoying as well.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah,
if something's like if something's like fucking 12 quid, give 15. Or like round it off. People who like count out the like the euro, the like 150. That annoys me.
I have someone in my life that doesn't tip like ever. And I find myself leaving sneaky tips on the table when they pay. Because I'm too mortified leaving a space and not tipping.
It's a real frame of mind. Listen, I have one here. Some people who make vaping a personality.
Yes. Yes.
Do you agree with this?
Absolutely. Yes.
That's a bit icky, isn't it?
Not into it.
Oh, here's one here. This is from Melissa Conlon, and you're going to love this one because you've actually you had this as one of your writers before. It's actually people who say the hubby.
Oh.
She said fucking puke, and I totally agree. The hubby.
I agree. It's straight the away. Hubby. Straight away, you just want to go. Ugh.
My good friend Becky sent one in saying, hearing someone eat or breathe heavily.
I mean, I know that because there's also someone in my life who breathes very heavily in situations.
I know who that is.
And I find it very hard to listen to without being like, I'm going to streel that person.
I'll tell you this. I was actually on a trip with someone who breathes very heavily.
Okay.
And I'll just say, I won't say who exactly, but it was another performer, let's just say. And we were in a car and all I could hear was the breathing. And I was like, I was very anxious. Mm-hmm. And I'm very usually kind of quiet. And I just fucking snapped. And I said, could you please stop breathing so fucking loudly? Mm-hmm. It's just like, and the response was not good. There was a fucking major argument over it. So
not ideal. I'm going to double up on that one and say mouth breathers. People that only breathe through their mouth. You're just putting your breath all over the place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see. Go, you give me one there.
Okay, this is such a good one. I love it so much because the description is disgusting. This is from Greggle Travels, and they said, people who lube up /lick their fingers like they're about to finger someone, but it's just to turn a page. So they're like...
Oh, I hate that as well. I think that's gross. And especially during COVID. Especially during COVID when everyone was like, you know, don't touch your mouth, don't touch your nose. And everyone's like... like disgusting. Like going in, turning the page on the Book of Kells. Like actually disgusting.
Yeah.
Let me Ryan see. Mack, Katie Messi. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Ryan Mack just said people who share a reshare of a reshare of a reshare pick their Instagram stories. I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm there. Katie Messi said Crocs. And I'm down with that as well. I fucking hate Crocs. I know. They're disgusting. She's holding them up now to the camera. They're actually revolting. And it's like, who is trying to make Crocs happen? Especially the high-heeled sexy Crocs. Like, revolting.
I have like, to say, no. Wait, no, wait. I have to say, I have always been in a situation where, like, say, you know, if you and me are going somewhere and it's like a distance and like, I can handle heels, but on concrete, they are so sore after a while. Yeah. And, or if we'd gone to a party afterwards, I'd be like, well, what footwear will I wear that I'm going to still enjoy myself? So sometimes I think Crocs are funny. So if you're just going to embrace them in a funny way, I'm okay.
You cannot wear them to a party. You cannot wear them to a party.
They're like, gross. I agree, they're gross.
Yeah, but like they're like kind of, they're okay if you're hanging around maybe in the dressing room or maybe if you're a kitchen porter in a kitchen, but not if you're actually going to a party and you're in full drag and you've got a pair of blue Craigs on. Like at a party?
Hold on. I mean a party just with like friends, people that we know. And like I also have those pink platform Crocs.
Yeah, they're the ones I hate the most. They're the ones that like those ones look a bit more like slippers. They're not as bad, but the platform ones, Sophia has them as well. They're fucking revolting.
Well, Davina is fond of a sash boot. That's what she likes.
Yes. Do you know what I actually wrote today in the post? I actually got a pair of cowgirl boots. My first pair of cowgirl boots, and I'm very excited for them.
I've been eyeing them up too because they're a handy little thing to have. They kind of go with lots of things.
I'll probably be debuting them on Saturday because they're like glam, but like occasional. Okay. Anto, our good friend Anto sent one in saying, and this is a good one, the word pal or just doing a few bits. I hate that as well.
Yeah, I don't mind pal. But just doing a few bits. Absolutely. Amy McGill said people who keep Baileys in the fridge.
Oh, gross. Okay. Let me see. Johnny said, any form of human contact in public, I'm down with that as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We've got loads. Let's try and whiz through a few of these.
Yeah, okay. Very Cherry said, disco dick. Like, would you not just have a wash just before?
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Birdie bath. Sorts out in the
birdie bath. Ronan Brady said, dirty bedroom or dirty sheets. That's gross, I have to say. Yeah. Anyone who eats in the bedroom is a bit... That's icky, isn't it?
Yeah, that is icky.
Having food in your bedroom is icky.
I mean, don't do it to Dorinda. Okay, Boo Boo Oopsie said, straight people who try to understand my type and then I have to explain bear culture and just their confused faces. I mean, to be honest, explaining bear culture to straight people, I want to see someone do that anyway. That's funny.
That's true. Let me see. Harlot Bronte said the smell of operating theatres after bowel surgery. She used to work in a private hospital, so I'm sure she actually doesn't know what she's talking about there.
Okay.
So that will give you the ick.
Hello, it's Kiz said baby voice or anything of the sort. Yes. Baby voice.
Could I have a little drop of vodka?
We do. Could I have a drop of vodka?
We do know who would say that. Let me see. Colosso 92 says Boohoo Man gives him the ick.
Me too.
Anything, that's gross.
Anything that has like the Boohoo Man logo written all over it as well is vile.
Boohoo Man.
Okay, Dexel Design said child performers, especially dance crews on Got Talent series. Hello, they can't even dance.
Oh, okay. Someone's triggered. Stevie Teague has, this is one for me as well. Grown men playing video games. That rots me.
I mean, you know what? Like, I've never been a gamer, but I also think is playing games as an adult trying to just like get out of school, get out of office? Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to like interact with people when you do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, go for one. Give us one.
Okay. Okay, Chelsea Louise said people who have their mum in their contacts as birth giver. I've never heard that before.
Oh, I have. I've seen that before, but that's a bit weird. Mm. Yeah, that is a bit icky. Mizza said people who say Crips.
Yes.
Crips. And she did specifically say men with long hair puke noise. You better say this one. That's what she said. So she's after somebody who has long hair. Don't know who it could be, but she's after them.
I love that. Oh, so much better said people who have their blue ticks turned off on WhatsApp. So you know when you can't tell if they've read your message or not?
That's me.
Good. That is good. That is you.
That's me. Oh, Grace 115A says, when a man faints, like, what do? Scarlet.
Okay, Lexi Welsh says, when they put milk into the bowl before the cereal. I've never seen that before. That is weird, though. How'd you
that is
milk?
Weird. Oh my god, or it's like when somebody puts milk into a tea bag before the hot water. That's also the same kind of vibe. Brian Watt XX says, if they go to the pub to watch a match and they shout at the TV, like, it's just embarrassing. Please stop.
That is embarrassing.
Come on, come on. It's true.
Joe Monaghan said, someone using an oven glove, like, grow up and use a tea towel.
That's true. Poison Ivy Panama says, lads posing with their guitar on dating apps.
Oh, yeah.
Or then laying down trying to be sexy selfies. You know, like, that is actually weird, isn't it? With a guitar, it's real. I'm a muso.
Oh, okay. Well, to add to that, Luke the Stallion said, gays who have Drag Race meet and greet photos on their Tinder or Grindr pictures.
Oh, that is an ick and an also red flag.
Yeah, that's a whole other episode. Let's do an episode about red flags. Gorge.
Okay. Are You Slurping says, this is a funny one, when they say nom nom when talking about food.
Or when people do this, you know, with their hand and they go,
yeah.
That makes me feel sick.
Yeah. Let me see. Who else?
Ashley Elwell said, asking how your orgasm was and not even after having one.
Let me see. Nicola Allen says, a lad who didn't return my jacket after I asked. So my dog got his new football and jersey as a chew toy. That's fair enough.
That is totally fair enough.
So people who don't return things, I think, is the thing.
Fair. Aidan O'Brien said, couples that constantly share each other's Insta stories.
That is a nick.
Yeah.
Let me see. Thirsty Lad says, buskers on Grafton Street. How do you feel about buskers?
I've only ever been when I was like 18. I hated it. It's rotten.
No, I'm not talking about buskers the place. I'm talking about buskers. You fucking idiot. Buskers, people who busk on the street.
I find them that they inconvenience because I need to get to a place in a certain place.
Yeah, and they get a crew around.
Yeah, absolutely. And now they've all got these electronic things to tip with. I think that's gas.
That's genius.
Okay, Nadine Shepherd 88 said, seeing girls in string tops but with manky off-white bras gives me the ick.
Let me see. Jason Balti says, men who carry umbrellas. I don't mind a man that carries an umbrella. This doesn't bother me.
As long as they share it, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, let me under the umbrella.
Abby Master says, anyone who runs up the stairs but on all fours.
Oh, yeah. Like Samara from The Ring.
Yeah, very nice.
I actually put it into the box just to make sure that I read out my own ick, because I knew I'd forget it.
Okay,
and I wrote in, circuit parties. Circuit parties give me the ick to death. So I was like, clearly I must have been triggered. I was like, I have to put that in. So circuit parties give me the ick.
Gosh. Okay, Bill Dennis said, fellas that wear brogues and jeans. So like big shiny shoes and like they're good jeans for a night out.
Okay, we've lots of kids, we've lots of stingies, we've lots of arrogance as people. This is a funny one.
Emma Xput
says, yeah, that's a lot of bad breaths. Emma says, people with tiny handwriting. That's kind of weird, isn't it?
That is weird. Stephen Creighton said, gays with bandanas around their necks. No.
Oh yeah, that is a no.
I think they mean something as well, don't they? Like when like
they can do. Yeah, they can. They're like the hanky code, but it's more, that was more kind of back pocket. But yeah. I think there is a separate code. There's all these fucking codes, God knows. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, there's another, I'm just literally after reading that, there's another men wearing scarves, and I don't know why. Someone just said that. That was from Quiva Dunn. Uh-huh. Okay, let's just wrap this little segment up because we've loads in.
Okay, go on. Let's pick one more each.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. I'm going to go with... Okay, yeah, no, go on.
I don't understand this one, so maybe you can help me. Miss Diamonds Drag_XOX said, when my balls clap against my face and SpongeBob comes in with a note stating, feck off. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
I don't know, but I'm excited to know more from Miss Diamond.
Me too. Yeah.
And I think we're going to leave this with, let me see. I think I'm going to say actually, Ian Curran said, young Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil supporters.
Oh, God.
So we're going to leave it there. They give me the ickies too because they're the fucking future. And if that's what we're facing, fuck's sake.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so that's it. That's all our icks. We had loads of icks. We had so many more in. So I'm sorry if we didn't get a chance to get to you. But that's all our icks for now.
Absolutely. Still to come, we've got our Rodders and also our Patreon episode. The theme of this week is going to be thieves. Thieving, stealing, thieves. And specifically in relation to drag, there was a story that broke about a drag queen just yesterday. So we're going to discuss that a little bit, but only on Patreon because it's a bit spicy. And we're going to discuss the said drag queen who was accused of stealing.
J'accused.
And we'll be talking just in general about our own little dressing room moments where maybe we've noticed something went missing. So that's a fun one, right?
Yeah, and we will be back after this short jingle with our Rotters of the Week.
Rotter of the Week on Petty Little Things.
And we are back with our last segment of the... I really enjoy those icks. Like, some of them are very close to the bone with the Rotters, but I do have to say, Rotters are just... It's a different level of kind of, like, hatred for me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, Rotters are like something that I'm really annoyed by. Icks can be anything from a friendship trait to like somebody you're trying to have a date with or someone in the workplace. You're like, ugh. I'm a little bit worried because a lot of the Rotters that I've written down in the last week, I've been quite drunk when I wrote them, which means they're venomous. So I haven't actually picked my Rotters yet. So I might need...
Okay, well, do you want me to go first?
Yes. Okay, I'm so shit, not reading mine.
Okay, I have two. I've one that's kind of just a bit silly. So, what really rotten me this week is people who send voice clips in either a WhatsApp or a DM in Instagram when they don't actually know you.
Oh,
now, that's
okay.
Actually nothing. It's nothing in relation to what we were talking about like previously. Okay. But this is just actually just in, you know, people that don't know you are just, it's like over familiarity. I just, that really just kind of, I don't know, it just makes, it unnerves me because it's like, actually, I only send voice clips to like my close friends or my family. Do you know that kind of way? So that just, it rots me because it just feels like we're not that close.
Yeah.
And it's always, the tone of it is always just a little bit too familiar. Uh-huh. So it just makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. What do you think about that? How do you feel about that?
Okay, so I could be accused on my Instagram if someone asked me a question of sending a voice note back because...
That's different. Honestly, that's a question. That's answering a question is different. I'm talking about you sending a random person a message voice and, hey, honey, how are you? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, that rots me. That absolutely rots me. Like, unless you really know the person, I don't think you should be kicking off with a voice note. I do have a story, though. Oh, I don't know if I should tell this or not. Okay.
Oh, tell me.
A friend of mine was messaging like this guy on like Grindr, and I didn't know that you could send voice notes on Grindr. So eventually my friend replied with a voice note, and they were getting on like a house on fire. But he sent a voice note back to like one of the things, and the guy never ever responded ever again, and then blocked him.
Because of his voice.
Yeah.
It had to be because of his voice. Because he sounded like a lady, was it?
Yes.
Gay hater.
Yeah.
We see that's the danger as well, though. It's like, because, you know, somebody on these dating apps can look a certain way and sound a very different way. And I don't know if it's like, it's a bit of a deal breaker for me. A voice is a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, it is.
Like, because you have to listen to it. And if you're stuck with a voice that you don't like the sound of, and you're stuck with that on dates, and you're stuck with that, that's a deal breaker. Like, if I don't like the voice,
yeah,
I could probably deal with an ugly person with like a nice voice, as opposed to a stunner with a bad voice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I absolutely think so. Like, there was when Kylie Sonique was over here, and, you know, obviously she'd get a few messages, she was replying with voice notes. I was like, God, you love a voice note. And she was like, no, they love my voice. She was like, and I was like, oh, she does have a really like sexy, soft southern voice. And then I'd listen, and then I couldn't stop listening. Anytime she sent a message, I was like, and she'd be like, honey. And I was like, oh, I'm sold.
Honey. So go on, tell me, what's your first rotter?
Okay. People that are constantly proud of what they've achieved. So they constantly post about how proud they are of what they've achieved. Okay. And then I wrote, now this is really badly written because I clearly wrote it at like 4 a.m.
Okay.
But also, we are all proud of being alive. We just don't have to feel that we need to pollute people's timelines with saying how proud we are.
Do you mean somebody who keeps repeating it over and over and over?
Like every...
I do...
There's like, just like, there was someone I spotted that, like, I was like, oh my God, every time they post, like, it's like, I'm just so proud. It's like I went for a poo today and it was like really healthy, so I'm just so proud of that. I just wish everyone had known.
I think a lot of people, like, I think some people have not much going on in their life, so I feel like they have to talk about everything that they do, and I think that's where that comes from. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Annoying as it is, but I think that's a lot where it can stem from. But I get you. It's like, self-praise is no praise.
Yeah, like... absolutely. I'm going to have to read some of these to you over the phone because they can never see the light of day. But okay. I do have one more.
And I love guessing who they're about.
Yeah. I do have one more. Okay, what's your next one?
This is my second one. And this is a silly one, but it does actually, this rots me. Okay, so, like, as you know, I love to follow a personal trainer. I love to see all the lads in the gym. Not in the gym, actually. That's a lie. I like to see the lads post-gym. Maybe, like, just a nice photo. I appreciate it, okay?
Yeah.
But what I don't fucking appreciate is when these said PTs that I've been following for ages waste my follow on them, right? when they turn around and say, oh, can't wait, I'm going to be a dad, expecting a baby, I'm like, so disappointed. I'm just like, this is not the content I'm here for. I'm not here for baby pics. I'm not here for upcoming nuptials. I'm not here for a big hand and a tiny little baby hand. Look how close I am. So I instantly, if I see somebody is expecting a baby, I unfollow straight away. So the rots me. It's like, I'm not here for happy families. I'm not here for happy families.
I would question how many other people are also unfollowing when that post happens.
Oh, 100%. They 100% are, because it's a real just like, oh no, the fantasy is ruined. It's like, it becomes real. That's not what people are there for. And I think a lot of these PTs think that people are actually there for the nutrition and all this. No, they're there to have a good like pair on you because you're a big ride. That's why people are there.
Yeah. I also think that they know what they're doing too, because a lot of them are like, you know,
sometimes
fluffing themselves up before
I'm gonna actually say one. I mean, I'm gonna name a certain drag queen in particular. I shall remain nameless. There was a PT that we all kind of follow, and he's like pretty hot or whatever. But for some reason, she had clicked like on every photograph that he had like in a long time, and he sent her a message saying, what's all this about? Like, basically calling her out. Going, so she was so embarrassed, she just unfollowed him and blocked him straight away.
Oh, my God.
But she didn't realize that she, like, because she was liking more, it kept showing up in her timeline. So she just kept liking the post. So then she's like, oh, my God, I'm so scarlet. She's like, I can't even follow him anymore. And I had to block him.
I don't know who that is about. However, I would also say that they've done a few reactions to the person's stories as well.
Probably.
Girl, we know one or two people that react to absolutely every story. And you know what? Some people are like, What's going on here though? What
Listen, no judgment. No judgment. I love a like just as much as the next gal. No judgment whatsoever. But just funny when somebody calls you out, it was like, hey, what are you doing, creepy drag queen? Click a like on my pictures. It's kind of gas. Yeah, so what's your last rotter? Let's wrap this bad boy.
My last rotter is basically people that say like they love going out, they're always out, they're living for the night out. Yeah, I never see you out. Where are you? I'm out a lot. You're out a lot. You know what I mean, Davina. Or you of all people know what I mean. Where are you? Yeah.
Or people who say, oh, there was people like, oh, can I get tables? Can I get this? And then never show up. Mm-hmm. They're like, so they're, it's all like, it's almost like they're armchair clubbing.
Yeah, fully. They're just, they want people on socials to be like, oh my God, she's mad, he's mad, whatever. No, we don't see you. So yeah, that's my last water.
That's totally fair. And especially because we're nightlife queens. We are queens of the night. So we're well able to say that about whoever and whomever, wherever we want. But yeah, that's the end of our show, folks. Thanks so much for listening in. We are going to be on our bus tour this Saturday. Mm-hmm. And we will have more dates coming in the future. We just need to plan when our next available date will be.
Yeah.
And we're going to be over on Patreon talking about all things
thievery.
Thief.
Yeah. Remember, wreck Davina's head this week. It's her birthday on Saturday. Wish her a happy birthday. If you're feeling bougie, book her for a cameo to sing happy birthday to herself. And until next time,
stay pretty.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.